This is called In Memoriam. ELCA remembers three leaders. William Bill Horn, beloved ELCA Vice President. William Bill Horn II, Vice President of the ELCA, died August 14th of a suspected heart attack. Horn was a member of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Clearwater, Florida. He had served as a city manager of Clearwater since 2001. He was 72. Bill was a man of absolute integrity and a deep living faith in the grace and love of Jesus. Bill embodied the Lutheran understanding of vocation as husband, father, and city manager, said ELCA Presiding Bishop Elizabeth Eaton. Horn was elected vice president by the 2016 ELCA Churchwide Assembly. The position is the highest a layperson can hold in the denomination, and in this role, Horn presided over the ELCA Church Council. Bill was a faithful servant leader who loved his church dearly and its mission to do God's work in the world, said Jody Slattery, ELCA Executive for Governance. He understood the importance of taking the extra time during the council meetings to make sure all voices and perspectives were heard. Even during challenging situations, Bill led the church council meetings with integrity, thoughtfulness, and grace. I give thanks to God for Bill's life among us. Eaton added, Bill was energized by being the churchwide representative to synod assemblies. His leadership was strong, thoughtful, and wise. In his report to the council, Horn often spoke of his practice of meditating on the Sunday lessons to hear what God is up to in my life and how I might apply the word to my work vocation and daily walk with my congregation, family, and neighbors. A retired U.S. Air Force colonel, Horn also served as the vice president of the Florida-Bahamas Synod and on the ELCA Church Council as a member for 6 years. He was a member of the ELCA Theological Education Advisory Council and the National Forum for Black Public Administrators. At the 2016 assembly, Horn recalled how an ELCA Air Force chaplain had invited his family to be part of the Lutheran worship service. Although they were only people of color in that small group, we felt we were an integral part of that group, he said. Following his election as vice president, Horn told the assembly, Brothers and sisters, I love this church, and I love you. We have a lot of work to do, and I know that our dedication and commitment to each other and our hard work will make the ELCA what God wants us to be. He survived by his wife Loretta and 2 children. Walter Rangren Jr., a Lutheran pastor, professor, and author, died on August 5th in Valparaiso, Indiana, after having lived with cancer for 15 years. He was 77. He taught at Valparaiso University and the University of Evansville in Indiana. He was founding member of the arts organization, the New Harmony Project, and was a speaker on the nationally syndicated Lutheran Vespers radio program. Wangren served congregations in Evansville, Indiana. He was writer in residence and the Emil and Alfred Yoakum Chair in the Study of Christian Values in Public and Professional Life at Valparaiso University, beginning in 1991. He taught literature, creative writing, and theology until his retirement there in 2012. He also taught at Christ Seminary Seminex in Chicago and the Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago. Walter Wangren was a master storyteller who knew instinctively that people were more likely to listen deeply and really hear when they were invited into a story and not subjected to a lecture, Eaton said. It was a gift. He wrote more than 40 books for children and adults, including fiction, nonfiction, poetry, devotional books. His first novel, The Book of Dun Cow, won the National Book Award and the New York Times Best Children's Book of the Year in 1980. He was a contributing editor of the Lutheran, writing a monthly column from 1987 to the year 2000, and had been an award-winning newspaper columnist. He was also a member of the Chrysostom Society, a group of Christian writers, which last May published Songs from the Silent Passage, a collection of essays that discuss and honor Wangren's work. A former radio announcer, Wangren was the speaker for Lutheran Vespers from 1994 to 2005. He was our speaker when Lutheran Vespers celebrated its 50th anniversary in 1997, said Eric Schaefer, then director of ELCA Communication Services. Later, Walt spoke for, most famously, Walt's idea, a Lutheran Vespers fundraiser bicycle trip across seven states in 2002, which raised $1.4 million. Wangren is survived by his wife, Ruth Ann, four children, and eight grandchildren. David W. Preuss, Lutheran bishop, civic leader, and World War II veteran, died on July 23rd. He was 99 years old. Preuss was born May 28, 1922, into a long line of church leaders. He's a graduate of Luther College, Decorah, Iowa. Following World War II, he went to law school for a year at the University of Minnesota before attending Luther Theological Seminary in St. Paul. Ordained in 1950, he served as a parish pastor for 23 years before becoming vice president, acting president, of the American Lutheran Church. Elected ALC president or bishop in 1973, he led the denomination as it merged with two other church bodies to form the ELCA. Preuss was known as a calming presence and a seeker of common ground. I remember being part of a U.S. delegation to East Germany, Eaton said. We had a meeting with East German government's Minister of Culture, which dealt with religious organizations. The minister said, "We trust in science. You trust in God. History will tell who is right." To which Bishop Preuss responded with absolute cool and clarity, "We'll wait." 9 years later, the Berlin Wall came down. Three of Preuss's major themes in life were Jesus, justice, and joy. A servant leadership infused his life's work. Being a servant, he noted, is a towel and basin work. In a sermon at University Lutheran Church of Hope in Minneapolis, he referenced Jesus' example of washing the disciples' feet as a call to servanthood. Jesus said, "If I'm your Lord and teacher and I've washed your feet, then it is for you to wash each other's feet." That is the summons for the Christian church throughout all ages, and it's a summons for humanity. It's that for which we have been designed, to be towel and basin people. Taking a care of each other's needs and not waiting until we're asked or it's demanded of us, but finding the opportunities to minister to human need in all the ways that are available to us now. An advocate of church members participating in civic and community affairs, Preuss was a member and chair of the Lutheran of the Minneapolis School Board and Minneapolis City Planning Commission and other Twin Cities civic organizations. He actively supported equal opportunities in housing, civil rights, and civil rights legislation. He was known for his ability to seek out people from all faiths and backgrounds to work together toward a common good. He met with four U.S. presidents and addressed social justice topics with Martin Luther King, Jr., and joined Vice President Walter Mondale on work on trips abroad. During his 15 years as presiding bishop, he also served as Vice President of the Lutheran World Federation and as a member of the Central Committee of the World Council of Churches. In 1988, he was appointed Distinguished Visiting Professor at Luther Seminary in St. Paul and Director of its Global Mission Institute, serving until 1994. Preuss is survived by his wife, Anne Margaret, five children, nine grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren.